Thank you for joining us this week. We've been thinking about following Jesus's disciples, and here we are at the end of the week. Yesterday we spoke of the disciples' fears. They were locked away after the death of Jesus, and then Jesus appeared to them and gifted them deep inner peace, breathed on them breath, spirit, wind. They're all biblical symbols used in scripture for the Spirit of God on them. And of course, it wasn't until Pentecost, a little later, when the Holy Spirit arrived on the disciples, that they fully found their courage to step out of the upper room and tell the world about Jesus. What I've got in my mind, a picture, an image of a balloon, you know, a party balloon. And of course, with that balloon, it's pretty useless as it is, isn't it? It needs to be filled. It needs to be animated. That's what makes it become what it was always intended to do. And you can see as you fill the balloon with air, gradually getting larger and larger, becoming more what it was meant to become. That's what happened with the followers. They were filled. They were animated with a life-giving Spirit of God as the Holy Spirit filled them and empowered them. There's a powerful picture in Ezekiel of this life-giving power of the Spirit. I guess this image, this picture that Ezekiel had from the Lord, it was pointing to that day of Pentecost, which was going to come. We're going to read Ezekiel 37, 1 to 14. The hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. And he asked me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I said, "Sovereign Lord, you alone know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones, say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you, make flesh come over you and cover you with skin, and I will put breath in you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord." So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. And I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, "Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the Sovereign Lord says, come breath from the four winds and breathe into these slain that they may live." So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and they stood up on their feet, a vast army. Then he said to me, "Son of man, these bones are the people of Israel. They say our bones are dried up and our hope is gone and we are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, this is what the Sovereign Lord says, my people, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel, and then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord. When I open your graves and bring you up from them, I will put my spirit in you and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land. And then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it, declares the Lord." Well, Ezekiel saw a vision of a valley scattered with dry, lifeless bones. The Lord, through the voice of his prophet, commanded breath to come into the bones. And then we get an amazing scene. A bit bizarre, a bit funny, maybe even a bit terrific. Before Ezekiel's eyes and ears, the bones come together. A rattling sound as the bones are joined and the flesh appears, skin covers them, and then more breath from the four winds. And the previous dry, scattered, dead bones come to life. "I will put my spirit in you and you will live." Just like the disciples stuck in the upper room yesterday, we need the breath, the wind, the Spirit of God to fill us, to animate us, to allow us to become fully alive as disciples of Jesus. Jesus with us, a navigator through life as disciples. Like all God's people in Scripture, we need a vision held up before us to call us on. Like the people of God standing before Joshua, we need to decide to be disciples to follow. Like the disciples in the upper room, we need the peace and the presence of Christ to overcome our fears. And we need the filling of God's Spirit, breathing fresh life into us, so that we can be the disciples, the people God has always intended us to be. Let's pray for us. Father, we want to respond to your call in our lives. We want to be people who are Spirit-filled, people who know the peace that you've promised, people who are obedient, that take our steps going your way, trusting you. We ask for your help and your guidance. We ask that we might walk in step with you as your people at this time. For the sake of your kingdom, we pray. Amen. May God bless us this day.